Skyboat Media presents Fury by Henry Kuttner. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. Introduction by C.L. Moore, read by Gabrielle DeCure.
Introduction by C.L. Moore. This is the story behind the story of Fury. It's as good a way as any I can think of to write an introduction to the present edition. Henry Kuttner and I made our living by writing, so of course Fury was written primarily for money. But since we deliberately chose this rather agonizing way of making a living, we must have got something more than money out of it, and of course we did. There is a wonderful point in many stories, which comes after the characters and the general lines of action are set, when things begin to move by themselves. This is where the unconscious takes over. All the writer's submerged beliefs and fears and hopes come surging joyfully to the surface to take full charge, and the writer's only function is to type fast enough to keep up. This happy state, unfortunately, isn't common, but when it does come, there are few greater pleasures in life. The reason, of course, is that, besides the necessary money, such stories bring their writers that glorious free-fall sensation, which is a kind of catharsis of the unconscious. Characters personifying one's deeply felt beliefs and values test them out in action in a fictional world. You don't know at the time what's happened. You just know you feel wonderful. Long afterward, rereading the work, you can see what lies just under the surface. Yesterday, I reread Fury for the first time in many years, and I'm not surprised but interested to see in it the two recurring themes which emerge quite explicitly in nearly everything we wrote. Hank's basic statement was something like, "Authority is dangerous, and I will never submit to it." Mine was, "The most treacherous thing in life is love." In Fury, these two ideas underlie everything that happens. I can identify which parts I contributed and which he did by this alone. Fury was written by about 1 1/8 persons. We collaborated on almost everything we wrote, but in varying degrees. It worked like this. After we'd established, through long discussion, the basic ideas, the background, and the characters, whichever of us felt like it sat down and started. When that one ran down, the other, being fresh to the story, could usually...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?